79-year-old President Joseph Boakai took the oath of office as the 26th president of Liberia after defeating President George Weah in a close November 2023 runoff election. The ceremony was marked by the placement of national colors all around the capital, Monrovia, while supporters of Boakai's Unity Party wore the gray and white party colors. Several heads of state were also in attendance. In his speech, President Boakai said he had come to rescue the country from endemic corruption and that his administration would not be business as usual.
Let us restore inclusivity, transparency, accountability to governance at all levels of our society, including government. We must discourage the culture of unfinished business, doing things in a haphazard. We must restore dignity and integrity to publishers, labor remuneration and pension schemes to civil servants. We must restore respect to the rule of law and respect to officers of the law across our three branches of government.
Boakai praised Liberia's peaceful transfer of power and stressed the need for unity across the country.
Our agenda sets broad goals for governance, an institutional position for economic development and sustained growth, including increased productivity. It will ensure we rebuild the broken infrastructure and improve the delivery of health social services, such as combating the drug epidemic availing our youth and eating away the future of our country.
Meanwhile, the inauguration was interrupted when the president apparently suffered heat exhaustion while reading his 23-page speech and was assisted off the podium by security. Liberians have been expressing mixed reaction about the incident on social media. Patience Davis blames the First Lady for not taking responsibility for her husband's welfare.
I want to say or negligent from the First Lady.
Even though you got nothing to do with your government, but like your husband, I want your husband leaving, you also leaving. You know some things about your husband. Even if the security don't carry water, you should be the one to carry water. And our whole platform will look at it today with no water.
Nicolas Kofar blames the organizers.
What actually contributed to the woman having the shock of heat, leaving to short breath or whatever it is, I will blame that on the planner of the program. The planner should have known better to have a comfortable area where it's fully ventilated to have the old man exercise his duties.
The chairperson of the inaugural committee and veteran Liberian musician Miata Famule attributes the incident to the influx of journalists and protocol blunders. The office of the president announced late Monday that doctors declared he was in good condition after suffering from heat exhaustion during the ceremony. Meanwhile, the president has made key nominations in government and named Bwema Kamara Minister of Finance and Development Planning, Sylvester Grisby Minister of State for Presidential Affairs, Samuel Kofi Woods National Security Advisor, Gregory Coleman Police Inspector General, and Sam Gay Director Executive Protective Service. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipsin in Monrovia, Liberia.